Okay, so to start it, you push this button. You see the little ready button, and you hear a little sound, and that's essentially the battery starting the car, and off you go.
I recall when I was younger, I went from a pretty powerful car to a little car, and the one thing that I really noticed was it felt like I was driving a toy. What was the difference between driving the Lexus and driving this one?
A difference is that in a Lexus or in the SUV, you're sitting up above the ground. This car, you're right back down on the road. And it took a lot of adjusting. I was driving from Detroit to Chicago, and I heard this thump, thump, thump. I thought I had a flat tire, and it was just the road surface. But because I was used to sitting up high, I never would have noticed the roadbed before.
I know that it throws some newbie Prius drivers that when they come to a stop, as we are right now, there's almost no sound sometimes.
That's right. In fact, my postman was telling me that, you know, the hybrids will come up behind them. He says, those sneaky little cars. He said, you can't hear them.
What's it like going on the on-ramp onto the interstate?
I haven't had any trouble yet because I generally try to give myself enough space between myself and the person behind me. But, you know, when you're in a luxury car, Lexus, you hit the pedal and you get all of this acceleration. And this car is quite peppy, but it doesn't have that that you would get in a V8 or a V6. And that is something to get used to.
I keep hearing from Prius owners that the consumption meter really changes how they drive. How has the feedback from the car affected how you drive?
It affects how I drive tremendously. There's a consumption screen in the car, and it'll show you exactly the kind of miles per gallon that you're getting. So if you don't floor it, you can get 100 miles per gallon. At least that's what the car is telling you. Then you have another meter that shows you what you're averaging over your trip. And my pride and joy was driving a long trip and getting over 50 miles per gallon. And you kind of feel this little shot of pride when you see the 50 or the 47.
So you're encouraged to take it easy just so you can be rewarded with the feedback.
And I don't want people to think that Prius drivers are out there all going 17 miles per hour. We're not. What's going on is that we're trying to drive smoothly. We're trying to drive in a steady fashion. Although they tell you that you get better gas mileage in town driving around city streets, I've actually gotten fantastic gas mileage just driving steadily on the highway. And you do keep the consumption meter up on the screen and you do watch it. Now, I did have one reader write in and say, stop watching the screen and watch the road. And I assured her that I absolutely do watch the road. But you just sort of glance over and check how you're doing.